This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Wednesday edition, nothing to talk about. Oh, there is something to talk about, Merritt. There is something to talk about. I tell you what, it does not get any better than this, and we'll see if you care this hour on the Doug and Daddy Show. 1-888-455-3776. Doug Duda out of the studio today on his way back from the College World Series. Jeff Ashby, Giltner head football coach, set to join us a little bit later in the program. He is one of the coaches for the Nebraska team facing Kansas in the eight-man all-star clash going on this weekend. We're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to having him. Also efforting Zach Stirrup, the 12th member of Nebraska's recruiting class that was able to sign on last Friday. We're efforting him. He is working right now. Hopefully we're going to catch up with him as well. We'll see how that goes in the next hour. We will have him sometime later this week. But first of all, before we get Doug on the phone, listen to the music. Enjoy the music. Ah, this is Landon Donovan said, 4 years, the journey. The journey was almost over. The team would have broken up, never been together again. We go to extra time. With extra time ticking away, Algeria puts a rush on. It gets wild. The United States makes a rush the other direction. Ball's kicked to the outside, brought back to the inside. Smash at the goaltender. Save Algeria. But the ball gets away. Here comes Landon Donovan racing down the middle of the field. In extra time, Landon Donovan ends it 1-0. That just happening about 10 minutes ago. The United States looked to be on the outside looking in, and they went from being nowhere to be found to leading the group in a span of about 3 minutes. Why do we care? Why do we find ourselves caring?
USA pride.
We're Americans. Damn it, that's what we do. We beat up on Algerians. Doug Duda joins us right now. Doug, have you wiped the tears out of your eyes yet?
I'm just trying to get my shirt back on, Daddy. We've been out running around here in Omaha, flags going right down to the old market. It's amazing. It's just amazing. Everybody, half the people celebrating England's win, half the people celebrating the United States win. Reports are that you did not take your shirt off this morning. Thanks for that.
No, but I actually got here early enough to see what happened, and then poor Mike Cahill, our news guy. He is the one on the receiving end. When I ran out of here, he happened to be coming out of his office, and it was not good for him. The freight train ran over. He's got a Charlie horse. They look to be picking him up in the ambulance right now. He is not in good shape. Two of the sales ladies I also met, one of them slammed into the file cabinet. Another one took an elbow to the face, much like Dempsey did early in the game. No call was made on either elbow. And it's just, you know what, for the first, you just can't believe a 1-0 game that the United States had so many chances. A goal disallowed early, and everybody thought, you know what, the deal's coming to an end. They're going to be on the outside looking in, and then all of a sudden it's total, well, it's excitement in South Africa, and I got to think from them showing a couple of the bars, one in Washington, the state of Washington, I believe, it's craziness if you're a soccer fan. And even if you're not a soccer fan, hell, if you're an American, I think it's pretty exciting the way the game ended.
Well, it has to be very emotional right now for Scott Steinbrück.
Scott Steinbrück, yes. He is. He has not put his shirt back on.
like you said, though, should we really... Are we excited about this? Are we excited about this at all? I mean, I guess if the U.S. keeps winning, that's when we start paying attention.
Yeah, I think it's just amazing, though. You go in a split second from being nowhere to be found in the round of 16 when it comes to the elimination deal to at the top of your group. That's what really gets crazy, isn't it? You're at the top of the group.
Do you want to know who the happiest man in the world is right now?
Who would that be?
The goaltender from England that let the ball bounce in our match against him because he gets to live another day.
That's a very, very, very good point. That's a very good point. Douglas, aside from this exciting soccer game, and hey, we'd love to take your emails, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. That's douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Or you can call 1-888-455-3776. Love to have your thoughts, whether it's on the soccer, whether it's on the College World Series, whether it's on anything else going on in the sports world. The Royals get to face Strasburg today, this afternoon, 3:35 go time there. Okay, Douglas, the College World Series, how was the experience compared to the last few years? Is it the same?
That's an interesting question. I think it probably depends who you're hanging with, if it's the same experience or not. First, I want to predict the Royals win this afternoon. Okay, so mark that down.
Okay.
Second, the College World Series. You know, the midweek games, it just wasn't packed. Great crowd yesterday, but not packed. Not elbow, shoulder to shoulder like it is on the weekend. And it was very steamy yesterday. Very steamy.
Yeah, one of the announcers mentioned yesterday afternoon that the hottest day in the 12 years, I think it was 12 years that he covered the event, the hottest day he'd ever seen.
Why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it be when you're sitting right there in the sun and enjoying it? I'm just glad that there's air conditioning in the press box.
Fair enough. Was the fence around the outside, did that break up much of the excitement, or was it okay?
I don't even see the necessity of the fence around the outside. I thought it made it look ugly. People still had their tents set up everywhere, but you had the orange fence on the outside, and then you had the chain fence on the inside, and people were right up against it. And actually, like I said yesterday, when we got there was plenty of parking, so there was people getting around like they wanted. People were partying, and Starsky's was still going, and Zesto's was still going, and all the places that normal CWS fans know, they were all still hopping. And I don't think the fence had anything to do, except maybe you had to walk around it a little bit a couple of times. So I don't think it made any difference, at least not yesterday in midweek games. I'm sure it was a pain on Saturday when the crowd was a sellout, where people could not get into the GA stand Saturday afternoon.
You know, one thing that's not still going is one of the favorites in Arizona State. They are bounced and eliminated, a little 0-2 barbecue, head back to the land of the sun. That's probably the big surprise of the College World Series so far.
Well, something that's not a surprise, obviously, when we made our predictions on Friday, I said it would be Arizona State and Florida in the finals, and they're the first two out, so that's not surprising at all.
Douglas, you know anything can happen down there in that round of eight, and it goes with the hot-handed pitching, and it looked like Oklahoma was going to have a pretty good go early on, and then all of a sudden the bats came alive for the opponent in South Carolina.
Well, South Carolina had one big inning and laid down on it. I guess the team I'm impressed with the most right now is Clemson. I think they finish off Oklahoma today. They got the bats going in the Super Regional. Heck, they put up 19 runs in one game. Arizona State just flat out choked. I don't know. I have to question the starting pitching selection for yesterday and what they did. And then you watch those Arizona State guys. I just think they wilted under the pressure. They didn't expect to be in the loser's bracket. And heck, the second kid they brought in yesterday was 8-2 with a 2.04 ERA, and he was more worried about what his lineup looked like than throwing a strike. I mean, you got to throw strikes. You can't walk everybody around, and it happened last night to Sonny Galloway and Oklahoma. Their starting pitcher did good for the first three innings, and then he walks the bases loaded.
Yeah, I think, 14 balls in a row or something was crazy. Couldn't get the ball over the plate. I don't know.
Ricky Vaughn thought he was a little wild. That's how bad it was.
You start to wonder, Douglas. You really start to wonder, is it the heat? Is it that atmosphere, the crowd? I mean, it really is another game. I mean, these kids have played 50-some games. What's it come down to? Is it just a freak deal?
Well, again, I think we always see somebody that you don't expect to be winning in Omaha win. The underdogs seem to win more than the favorites do. That doesn't mean that the best team or one of the top two teams doesn't win it in the very end. But with all the underdogs won on the first 2 days, all the underdogs, I don't know if South Carolina, Oklahoma, exactly who the underdog was, but I'm guessing it was Oklahoma. So all four underdogs advance on. And then what happens in the next day, the same thing's happening here. So you get down to eight teams, everybody's on a roll going into the College World Series. Nobody sneaks in the back door to get to the College World Series. They had to earn their way through. And 52-8 or 43-23, you still got to be hot at the end of the season to get in. And maybe a team like UCLA, which will make me vomit because they were one out away from our friends from Cal State Fullerton advancing on a straight 2-0 sweep. And now here's UCLA, a chance to one win away from being at the championship.
Well, certainly correct on that. I think you got it. Yeah, you got to have a little luck along the way. Never hurt anybody either. And you know what? Florida State actually getting a little luck. Florida making a mad comeback and hits a rocket hit at the shortstop to end the bowl game there. That finds a hole. It could be a whole different scenario.
Yeah, well, that's what it comes down. One play here, one play there. But do what you got to do. And Florida State, Clemson, South Carolina, there's some interesting matchups here at the College World Series. UCLA outlasts Arizona State by far in the Pac-10. So there's going to be a lot of bragging rights. You think Colorado will have to get baseball now that they're in the Pac-10?
No, Colorado isn't going to do anything they don't have to. They don't want to do. And believe me, with the dope being smoked there, they don't want to do that.
Let me give you a few things I did learn at the College World Series yesterday, Daddy. A few of these things I did learn. Drunk people are allowed. Starsky's is still a great place to go. A fresh squeezed lemonade in the stadium still the way to go. Water for $4. Why didn't we invent this? Buy a bottle for quarter and sell it for $4. We'd be millionaires. It's like you at a fireworks stand. It's really hot along the first baseline. 4-7 always beats pocket aces. And four beers at $3.50 cost $21. So those are the things I learned yesterday.
4-7 always beat pocket aces. You learned that too.
Yes, especially when I'm the one holding the aces. But the great thing, you would love this, and I don't know if the fans out there will, you would love this. We were having a post-game beverage last night, and this we ordered four beverages. They were $3.50 each. The gal goes, that'll be $21. The guy walks over the table and goes, man, $5 and whatever for a beer? And we go, no, they're $3.50. He goes, well, she charged me $21. He walks back over and goes, did you charge me $21 for four beers? And she goes, it's 350 times four. Get a calculator, dude.
Oh, Lord. You got to get
it. I call that Metro math right there, my friend. Metro math.
Oh, you got to get it together. You really do. Well, that's awesome stuff. Hey, I got a 12th member of the Nebraska recruiting class in our own backyard.
Who's the latest, Daddy?
Zach Stirrup, our friend from Hastings St. Cecilia, Blue Hawk, going to be a Husker.
Well, there you go. I know that he was going to make that trip to Notre Dame. I know they really like Notre Dame and Iowa, but just talking with his family and some of the folks around St. Cecilia, he always wanted to get an offer from Nebraska, and if he did, he thought that's where he'd go. That's a tough situation, Tony. That first school that offers you always is right there in your heart, and I know that Stirrup was looking at Iowa, and if Notre Dame's offering, I mean, you're going to Hastings, St. Cecilia, you've been brought up in the Catholic education and system the whole time, so that's the pinnacle of that, but Big Red's got it going in the right direction, and it'll be interesting to see how he feels now that he's joining a program that's going to the Big Ten and getting to see a whole lot of new countryside and playing for a Big Red.
Hey, Doug, I got to go to the email while I still got you on here. It said, "See, you Yanks were mad at me for nothing." Signed, Komen Koulibaly. He's the official. They had to ban for this round of the deal. Landon Donovan for president. See, Greg and Roseland, very nice email, Greg. Thank you. Yeah, that would have been a bittersweet deal, or a very bitter deal for the Americans had they not been able to score today. But, well, Doug, we'll let you go and get out of here. If we need you again, we'll call you back.
Hey, that sounds great. College World Series, they make that game up at 3:30 this afternoon. And, again, it's right here on ESPN, Oklahoma. And Clemson finish it up, and then the second game tonight. So we'll have both of those right here this afternoon.
Awesome. Awesome. We'll get you back tomorrow. Our fearless leader will be back tomorrow.
I will be there.
All right. Way to be you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate that.
Bye, Daddy.
That's our own Doug Duda returning from the College World Series and all the action that was last night, where College World Series and other places where 4-7 always beat pocket aces.
Basic poker stuff right there.
Yeah, basic. Yeah, that's basic. Everybody knows that. So appreciate Doug for filling us in. We got more emails to get to, and I think maybe generates maybe more attention, Merritt, than people will give credit to. If you're, I had a guy tell me this morning, my buddy Mark, that's a firework buddy of mine, said, "You know, the only people that care about soccer." And I said, "Who's that?" And he said, "If chickens run free on the streets in your country, you care about soccer."
Interesting perspective.
Interesting.
I would have to agree with that, probably.
Yeah. Once you think about it, yeah, many of the countries that do, a little underdeveloped, little maybe can't afford shoulder pads and helmets, so they can afford one ball.
Yep.
There you go. That's all it takes, play a little soccer. So, hey, keep shooting us emails, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and, if you're from Algeria, Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Or give us a phone call, 1-888-455-3776. Lawrence Taylor has just been indicted on charges of rape, criminal sexual act, and sexual abuse. So, LT, get it together. You know, gotta come a time where you just say, "I gotta get my stuff, my poop in a group."
It's wonderful to be devastating on the field, but don't be devastating off the field.
Good point. We'll be back after this with more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348. Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
For the 28th time, and on its 150th anniversary, the British Open returns to the old course at St. Andrews in Scotland. Tiger Woods claimed the claret jug the last two times the Open Championship was hosted by the Royal and Ancient Golf Club. He'll join last year's champion, Stuart Sink, who topped Tom Watson in a playoff at Turnberry. Follow golf's third major on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Northwest winds will also stay gusty at times around 10 to 15. That will stay clear tonight with a low around 60 with winds turning light and variable. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
How about Doug and Daddy's show? It's a good song. I haven't saw the new Karate Kid yet.
I saw it last Thursday. Pretty good. Long movie, though.
Long movie.
9:45 was showtime. It got done at midnight, so good little 2 hours and 15 minutes right there.
All right. Well, check it out. Will Smith's kid is the new Karate Kid, so.
Did a pretty good job.
All right. Well, as always on Wednesday, we bring you Loper Links, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. Russ Smith has the loans. Tell you what, Dane Toby just continues moving on. He actually claimed the last spot, and he's in the field at this weekend's U.S. Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Des Moines, Iowa. Hey, here in the provisional mark with his NCAA Division II National Championship throw of 62 feet, 7 1/4 inch. It's going to take place this Sunday, June 27th at noon. Drake University is hosting the meet. And Toby won the shot put at Drake's relays back in April. Also, on a side note, Cozad's own Luke Pinkelman of Nebraska received the 17th spot. So those two happen to be in the field. In a complete list of competitors, it can be found at usatf.org. ESPN will have live coverage on Sunday from 1 to 2:30, with NBC taking over from 3 to 4. So, Dane Toby's makes the U.S. championships, and his season continues. When everybody else is done, his rolls on. It's one of those things. Call Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney. It offers all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons. Russ Smith has the loans, and also by the College Store on 1420 West 24th. They have your textbooks, and they're the cheapest textbook. How do they know that? Well, they guarantee it. Ask the manager for details. Shop online at thecollegestore.com. It's interesting. You throw the shot put, 16-pound shot, 62 feet, 7 1/4 inches. Now, when things get slow in the sports world, you know, I guess we rely on things like the World Cup. We rely on realignment in the big, you know, Big 10, Big 12, something that hasn't really been talked about ever before about the last 3 months. We rely on the World Cup. We rely on Wimbledon. James Blake ousted again. Wouldn't you just like to see an American make a run? And Roddick won his first match relatively easy. Handled things. But Blake, not that he's up one of the top six or eight great players in the world, but you thought he was going to be one of those people that could kind of hold things together and give Americans a hope and a reason to cheer for tennis. Well, he gets beat by the 151st-ranked player. I mean, it's 6-2, 6-4, 6-4. Never in the match. And the guy goes 0-for-9 on breakpoint chances. More than twice as many unforced errors. He's 30 years old. He's gone as far as you know, out of the realm of pictures. So I guess you're down to one American that you can root for, and that's got to be Andy Roddick.
Yeah, I remember when Andy Roddick and Federer went back and forth a couple years back at one of the Opens, and it was just amazing. I remember I was cooking at Dairy Queen, and we were running back just to try to get score updates during the day because it was just that exciting and that compelling, and we don't have that. Men's tennis is really weird, and women's tennis, we have the Williams sisters, but we automatically concede that they'll win, and if they don't, well, they're too focused on their fashion career and doing other stuff, and that's why they lost, and it's a one-day surprise, and it's over. But we don't have that Michael Jordan-esque person that we can talk about consistently and consistently about being dominant in tennis.
Well, I guess we can't rely on Wimbledon to provide action, although the other night, Djokovic, the third seed, was pushed to the limit, was able to win after the longest match, the longest opening day, Wimbledon history. He was able to advance. Maybe those guys at the top. Federer was pushed to the limit. Roddick advanced relatively easy. Maybe if some of those big names stay alive, maybe it's going to get more of a mention than. And Federer's had things up where people watch it because they can't believe the runs. Nadal's made runs against him, mostly on clay. But you get those two, you get names like that. I guess the American fan is pseudo-interested if you're a huge sports fan, and that's all there's on. All there is on. But at the same time, there's part of you saying, ugh, really,
we want to have that U.S. excitement like we just had about 20 minutes ago when they scored the goal. That's what it's about.
Landon Donovan, if you haven't heard, scoring a goal, making it 1-0, and not only advancing the Americans, but winning that group, which they would not have advanced. England was ahead of Slovakia, 1-0. England and Slovakia would have been the two to advance. America and Algeria would have been the two staying at home. Because of that goal, thrust the United States all the way to number one on top of that group. Another deal that's kind of screwy, and I don't know how they figure out points and stuff for that. But nonetheless, the United States has advanced, and it was exciting. We go back to the Dempopper inbox, and we've got emails rolling in that says, this soccer is great. I haven't been this excited about it since Sylvester Stallone and Pele took down the Nazis. Now, Mark, thanks you for the email. You got to clarify. Can we Google Pele and taking down Nazis? Is that a movie? I don't know that. This comes from Tom in Hastings. Doug not wearing his shirt around Omaha would not be a pretty sight. Hope Omaha PD didn't see him. Daddy, get your billfold out as you might have to get him out of jail. Fair enough. Appreciate that, Tom. Talking about Doug being at the College World Series and after that goal scored, might have ripped the shirt off. This comes from Michael, who says, hey, Big Daddy, just wondering what your thoughts are on which Husker sports teams have better outlook being in the Big Ten and which are hurt most by the move. We'll get to that after the next break, I think. Another email. Daddy, I've seen you throw a 12-ounce further than some 60-some-odd feet. Fair enough. Appreciate the emails rolling in. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Ryan told us it's the movie Victory with Sylvester Stallone. That's what Mark and Minden was talking about with Pele and the Nazis.
All right. Check it out. Victory. Go rent the movie. The best must be a great one. So many of us saw it.
Apparently not.
Why don't we take a short break? When we come back, Jeff Ashby is going to join us. He's one of the coaches, Nebraska-Kansas 8-man game. They get ready to tango this weekend. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
Are you an embarrassment on the dance floor? Do you confuse state capitals, make runny scrambled eggs, and read too many celebrity gossip magazines? Do you drink milk straight from the carton, think trigonometry is a planet, and snore louder than a Kodiak bear? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care. Because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you bite your nails like they're a snack food, think an MP3 is a computer virus, can't tell a right angle from an acute, constantly lose the remote, can't parallel park, confuse hip-hop with double dutch, and are afraid of spiders, dentists, and clowns, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Northwest winds will also stay gusty at times around 10 to 15. And we'll stay clear tonight with a low around 60 with winds turning light and variable. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I want to remind you, Godfather's Pizza in Kearney is now open. Their new location, North 2nd and 42nd Street. You'll find it in the Archway Plaza. You go to Complete Nutrition. It's right to the west of it, right in the Archway Plaza, right in the corner. It's bigger and better with two dining rooms, seating for 140, a game area. Oh, yeah, the Crane Game's waiting for you. And a new lunch buffet served 11 until 2. 7 days a week, only $6.50. That includes your salad bar. Godfather's Pizza is oh so fine. Dine in or call today, 234-9444. Full catering services, room for private parties, extended hours, 11 to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 11. Delivery every day. So 234-9444 is the number to call. Plus, enjoy ESPN on several big screen TVs while you eat. It doesn't get any better than Godfather's Pizza in Kearney. Check it out today. Well, rolling right along on the Doug and Daddy Show today, we've got Jeff Ashby, the Giltner head football coach. He's one of the coaches in the Nebraska-Kansas 8-man All-Star game going on this Saturday night, and looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to having Jeff on right now. Jeff, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thanks, Daddy. Glad to be here.
Obviously, some of the kids getting a lot of work in the last couple weeks in a couple different All-Star games. You get some of the kids that were playing in the Shrine Bowl that were absent from the Sertoma game.
Yeah, Nate Most and Nick Kring from St. Francis and Cody Calhoun from Maxwell will play with us, along with Zach Limka from Sterling. Those four guys that played in the Shrine Bowl will join us at the Kansas-Nebraska camp today and meet up with the guys that played in the Sertoma game.
Now, when you're one of the coaches, a lot of coaches get to bring their ideas and their thoughts, but when they bring a quarterback with them like you're bringing with them, it's pretty obvious which offense you're going to run, and I think that excites a lot of kids, especially a lot of kids that have been in run-oriented offenses.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. You know, it makes it pretty easy on my part as far as the coaching, because Nate knows exactly what the plays are and what he's going to look for as far as his progressions, and we got a ton of playmakers. I can't remember the last time we had this much talent coming out of eight-man football, you know, in the last, you know, 15 years. So I'm really excited for Nate to be able to throw the ball around to these guys.
Now you see the offensive side of things, and everybody that plays eight-man football plays both sides of the ball, and the standout athletes stand out and excel on both sides of the ball. Which offensive guys, when you think about eight-man football, are going to be on the defensive side of the ball for you?
Well, we lost one, Clint Bellina from Howells, obviously was a tremendous offensive guy, and he was going to play defense for us at linebacker, but he sustained an injury in the Shrine Bowl, so he had to drop out of this game, and that's unfortunate because, you know, he's had such a great career, and I was looking forward to getting to coach him a little bit, so that's disappointing. But some other guys, you know, Nick Krings and Matt Corris, out of Humphrey St. Francis, will be on the defensive side of the ball. They were great offensive players, you know, won a state championship. So those are a couple guys that that will be on defense.
Is it kind of when you're playing the Sertoma, when you're playing in games where everybody knows, maybe they take a little, maybe not drop the hammer like they normally would, but when it's Kansas, is that a different deal?
Oh, yeah. We're going to drop the hammer. We're going to score early and as fast as possible and put up a lot of points. I think the last couple have been low scoring, but you know, we're going to try to score as many points as possible, and you know, it's going to take a great Kansas team you know, to slow us down.
Now, when you look at the team that you've gotten, and maybe you haven't saw them yet, who excites you on that team that maybe you had to play against, as you say, well, thank God they're on our team now, they're on my side now?
Well, we got Alex Dozy, running back out of Hampton. You know, we went up against him a couple times, you know, and he's got great balance and great vision. And Cody Calhoun out of Maxwell and Drew Atovic out of Eustace Farnham. Those two guys are tall, lanky receivers. You know, Drew played quarterback for Eustace Farnham, but they actually met up with Nate Most at UNK camp last summer and played on the same team and were receivers for him. And so they kind of know each other, and Cody played in the Shrine Bowl with Nate, so they know each other a little bit. So those two guys excite me. And then Grant Gephardt's got a ton of speed out of Burwell. And then Sean Campbell out of Pleasanton's got a lot of speed, and we'll use him a little bit on offense. But Arlo Wusk will be our defensive coach. He kind of stole him away and to play defense, so I might get him for a couple plays.
Jeff Ashby joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's the head football coach at Gilner. He'll be one of the coaches in the Nebraska-Kansas All-Star game going on this Saturday night. Jeff, when your quarterback knows those plays, and there's so many different formations, so many different passing plays, is the offense tougher to install here in just a couple short days compared to a run-oriented offense like maybe they've had in the past?
Well, if I was trying to do it with a different quarterback, it'd be very difficult. But where Nate knows all the progressions, and our receivers it won't take our receivers very long to know which pass patterns they're supposed to run, and you know, they'll have a couple different options during the play, you know, if something's not there. But you know, we're not dealing with, you know, freshmen and sophomores where it takes, you know, weeks for them to understand it. When you get to All-Stars, and obviously they've been in camp for a week now or more, and so that part of it, getting used to playing football again, is taken care of. Basically, all we're going to do is go into camp, let the players learn the plays and know the plays, and go play football.
How much do you know? Has Kansas done the same thing the last 2 years, so you kind of know what they're doing, or is it totally new?
Well, it'll be a little bit different. You know, they switch up coaches, so obviously they kind of do what we do. You know, whoever coaches the offensive side of the ball or defensive side of the ball, they're going to run what they do in high school because that's what they know best. So Kansas is a little bit of both. They're a little bit run-oriented, but they also spread it out a little bit. And last year they did a little bit of that. So But, you know, we got a ton of speed on defensive side of the ball, so I think we'll be all right there.
Jeff, where's it all go on? What time is it? Is go time?
Go time's Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and it's going to be a very exciting football game. And for those people that haven't had a chance to see an eight-man football game and got to see these guys play, because, like I said, these are some of the greatest, you know, football players in the state this year. And, you know, I told somebody the other day that I could probably make a small college football team out of what we recruited for this game.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and you know, just getting to see the talent that was on the field last fall and translating into some of these All-Star games kind of shakes your head at how many good kids there were at the eight-man ranks this year. And I think sometimes you got to look around and kind of, you know, pick some kids that maybe aren't up to that quality, but this year has been a totally different ball game as far as that goes.
Yeah, it sure has. I mean, and that was obvious when they took five players from the eight-man ranks and played them in the Shrine Bowl. Usually, you know, you get about two guys from the eight-man ranks to the Shrine Bowl, and obviously there was plenty to go there this year. And unfortunately, this year they moved the Shrine Bowl, and those five gentlemen didn't get to play in the Sertoma game, and took a, you know, away from that. But you know, that's over, and we're going to get ready to go for Saturday night.
Hey, Jeff, best of luck. Stay healthy the next couple, 3 days, and beat up on Kansas for us.
Okay, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Jeff Ashby, Giltner head football coach, and one of the coaches for the Nebraska team as they face Kansas in the All-Star game going on at Doane College this Saturday night. Should be a great atmosphere, a great game. They're 1-1. Kansas kind of took it to Nebraska the first year. Nebraska kind of got payback, a little retribution a year ago, and now they like to break that tie. Played Oklahoma first, and then Oklahoma decided they didn't like what Nebraska had to offer because it wasn't that relatively close. And so we went to play in Kansas, and I think everybody enjoys that. And if I'm one of those high school kids, I know what I'm enjoying more than maybe a full week of practice, and that's reporting at 2 o'clock today and having tomorrow maybe slow it down a little bit on Friday, get ready to go on Saturday. Kind of a more laid-back practice schedule and kind of a little bit more fun. You've been at it long enough, probably rounding back into some football shape.
The whole training camp for veterans in the NFL, that same type of thing. They want it easy.
There you go.
Easy coming quick, and I know what I'm doing.
Unless you're Albert Haynesworth.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I don't even, you know what, we haven't even brought that up because, well, Monday we didn't have a show, and yesterday we were kind of jam-packed with Damon Day stepping in for Doug. It's really, truly amazing when you look at a $100 million contract and, you know, just sit in front of those cameras and smile and you know, then really just not play well last year, whether you're hurt or not. You know, you can blame, you know, a lot of things in the NFL. A lot of people get hurt. Really just stunk up the field. And then to argue what kind of – you get a new coach and he's going to run a certain defense, and you don't want to play that certain type of – you know what? It doesn't matter. I don't think what position you want to play. If the coach wants you to play there, you play it, especially when you're taking those checks and cashing those checks. Now there's a report of a bank in Tennessee that he supposedly owes $2.4 million to. If you got $100, why do you owe $2.4 million, Albert? And yeah, I know he's only got $26 of the guarantee or whatever. They didn't write him a check for $104 million off the top. But you gotta
do your job. And I know if I didn't do my job, then I would come the next day and work my butt off to make sure that I proved my worth. And apparently that's not what Albert does. He just wants to sit on the sideline and cry about it.
But he was so good at Tennessee with Vanderbilt. Yeah. He had some help beside him, too. Then he went and got the contract, and now we're a year removed from that. And he's totally went the other direction. And hopefully Daniel Snyder, who's been so good to a lot of veteran players financially and probably overpaid a lot of people, hopefully maybe this one will learn his lesson for Redskin fans out there. As a Cowboy fan, you kind of chuckle about it and say, if you know, if somebody's going to get hurt by it, might as well be the Redskins.
They should turn around, though, getting Donovan McNabb in there and having an actual quarterback in the system. That should help them. And Albert Haynesworth, if he plays, that defense is going to be pretty dominant, whether they play 3-4 or not. But he's got to be in there and play.
Then you got Steve Smith, gets hurt playing flag football, breaks the same arm, trying to brace his, you know, brace his fall, take a little bit of
That's one thing that I really appreciate about karate is that's one lesson we learn is how to fall, and you don't try to fall on that arm regardless. You try to fall on your body, make that surface area a little bit bigger, break out the defense so you don't hurt your arm.
But their receiving is down to what, Dwayne Jarrett after him?
They have Dwayne Jarrett out of USC. They got Musid Muhammad back from what I remember, so they have him, but he's pretty old and up there. And I think they drafted a wide receiver.
I think they drafted two wide receivers, but one of them's from, I want to say, like an Alcorn State or a, I mean, it's one of those, hey, maybe he's a diamond in the rough and can come do a lot of good things for you. And hopefully that'll be the case for Carolina Panther fans. They were actually one of my sleeper teams to make a run in the playoffs and maybe make the Super Bowl because I like their running game so much. But once you start to knock your receivers out of there, especially a receiver like Steve Smith and the quality that he's got. Now you got a quarterback that's totally, really unproven. Matt Moore had a good second half of the season. I've been higher on him than most people.
And but Jimmy Clausen's going to get some shots, too.
You get Jimmy Clausen, and they drafted another quarterback. There's somebody right behind Jimmy Clausen, too. So you kind of have to wait and see. Yeah, Tony Pike's also there on that depth chart. So you got two young quarterbacks following Matt Moore, but you still got to see. You still got to get some receivers there, and hopefully, you know, maybe they can figure something out. It looks to be back for the start of the season, so all's not, you know, it's not like a middle of the season deal. But you know, you look at some of these people with quarterback position, Matt Moore, Jake Delhomme at Cleveland. That's the way you want to go with your franchise, Cleveland, Jake Delhomme.
Well, they had Jake Delhomme, and he was just hit or miss year after year. One year he could be really good, and they could be in the Super Bowl, and the next year he could just be falling apart and not there. So try to build some consistency, maybe.
The Bills, Trent Edwards, Brian Brohm. Derek's Buffalo Bills. We give Derek crap when he was doing the show. Trent Edwards, that's not the direction he wants. How much will Jason Campbell help the Raiders?
It's hard to know what Al Davis is going to tell Tom Cable to do, so I'm just going to sit back and watch that one happen.
St. Louis Rams, Bradford, automatic selection to push him in there?
He'll probably be in there, but he can't do a whole lot, and with Steven Jackson's back injury, it's kind of questionable. They rode him all last season, and if they're going to try to ride him again, he's just going to fall apart.
Rams, Bradford or A.J. Feely starts the year?
I think A.J. Feely will probably have the starting experience. He had it in Miami and Philadelphia, so he'll get the start, but Bradford will be in there pretty quick, I would think.
Arizona's starting quarterback will be Matt Leinart, Anderson.
It's got to be Matt Leinart. I can't see. It was Matt Leinart's season last year, and he blew it in the preseason. And if you expect him to blow it again in the preseason, that would be pretty sad for his stock to fall that fast after coming out of USC and having to be the first pick behind Reggie Bush. And I guess Reggie Bush did win a Super Bowl, but he hasn't been the all-star that they made him out to be.
But Derek Anderson has had good moments at Cleveland as well. And then you got one of the two teams closest to us. I look at Kansas City. I look at Denver. He's going to be a starting quarterback at Denver. Kyle Orton, Quinn.
I really like what Orton did throughout his time with the Bears. I mean, he got them to win. He did his job, whether it's a game manager or not. He got them the wins and got it capable for Rex Grossman to come back. And he did a good job in Denver. It's not his fault that the defense completely fell apart at the end of the season, and Brandon Marshall would have a great 21-catch game, and then he'd throw a hissy fit and get mad with coach, and then it just blew up in the end of the season. So Josh McDaniels is getting his people in there. He's going to try to build the Patriots on the west side of America. And what really got me was when the Dolphins would get rid of people, the Patriots would pick them up. And now the Dolphins are getting rid of people, and the Broncos are picking them up. And I don't think that's a real big surprise. I think they're going to try to go with that same type of mentality. And they always try to take some poo-poo and polish it, and it's just amazing for them.
Who's going to be the quarterback for your Dolphins?
They got Chad Henne. He came in and did really good. I mean, by the time the end of the year came around, he looked like starting material.
Oh,
bar none. It was really nice, a couple lasers, and if he had a wide receiver, he'd be good. Oh, wait, we got Brandon Marshall. It's okay now.
All right. Well, tell you what, I don't know what you're doing this weekend, but if you're not doing anything and you're looking for something to do, they want you to know at Builders, they're going to host the Traeger Nationals amateur-only barbecue competition at the Kearney store this Saturday, June 26th. Now, remember, it's a benefit for the Nebraska Firefighters Museum. There's one requirement. Interest must bring and cook on a Traeger pellet grill. The Traeger pellet grill we're talking about, someone's going to receive pellets for the rest of their lives on Saturday from Builders. Hey, they know about it. You've got a Traeger grill. You've got it all out there. Everyone is eligible to enter this contest. If you're a Traeger grill owner, even Builders employees are welcome to be a part of this event. Entry fees are low. There are six categories. You can read more at TraegerNationals.com. They would love to have just a couple, three, four more entries and make this a huge event and look to build on it every year. The chicken wing category, the whole chicken category, pork spare rib category, open category, which means you can cook anything your little heart desires. Beef brisket, pork shoulder, got it all going on this weekend at Builders. Call them today or check it out on the net at TraegerNationals.com. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
They're going to jump out of trees. You can't stop them. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. They'll balance on things that are impossible to balance on, like the back of a couch or a windowsill or a scooter seat. They'll run with sharp objects. They'll run into walls. They'll climb things that won't hold their weight. They'll put their fingers in places where they could get smashed. They'll drive their tricycles down steep hills. They'll bounce balls off their faces. They'll step on each other. They'll jump on each other. They'll invent whole new ways to put themselves in jeopardy. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury during a crash than kids in boosters. But amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov to learn more about the importance of boosters. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
If you've ever considered owning a motorcycle, this is the time. Kearney Yamaha has three truckloads of repossessed bikes in stock right now, and they're slashing prices. With the great financing options at Kearney Yamaha, you can't afford to miss out on this repo sale.
This is Trevor Bryan at Kearney Yamaha, and we want to save you money during our motorcycle repo sale. You'll save tons of money on fuel.
You're sure to find the bike of your dreams and save tons of money, but hurry in. These bikes won't last long. It's the repo sale going on now at Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Carmel.
It's like no other exhibition game.
Take me out to the ball game.
There remains a magic in this clustering of stars who swing bats for show and toss the horse hide so it looks like an aspirin. And when the hype subsides, when Americans face nationals, it comes down to that simple confrontation. Pitcher against batter. Mano a mano. It's all-star coverage. Hear the Midsummer Classic on the station that's stroking gappers to the wall. ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Northwest winds will also stay gusty at times around 10 to 15. And will stay clear tonight with a low around 60 with winds turning light and variable. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Oh, no, I heard them bad boys coming. Can't stop now. Gotta continue my running. Yeah, cause we gon'
gonna party till the lights come on.
Howard back, Dougie Daddy. She'll take you to that lunch hour. Right now at Wimbledon, Eisner, the 23-ranked male player in the world, is facing Mayhut. They are at a tiebreak in the fifth set, tied at 33 apiece. Earlier we were laughing because it was like 20 to 20 or 22-22. We thought that's just going forever. Now it is 34-33, Mayhut at serve. So there's something to follow. And Federer, who has lost the first set, has came back to win the second set and is now in a tiebreak, 6-6, knotted up in the third. So Federer not having an easy run of it at all. You know what? You want to check out Wimbledon? Why don't you go check out one of the great TVs they've got at Cunningham's Journal, where you'll feel like you're at home. Hey, Courtyard's open now, and you can enjoy live music Tuesday through Saturday night with local and regional talent entertaining you the night through. Help make your money go a long way every Tuesday and every Thursday night. Every Thursday. That's $5 beer and burger special. Don't forget, Cunningham Journal has the coldest beer in town and has live music Tuesday through Saturday nights. Oh, yeah, the Cowbell. They've got bands with the Cowbell. You want to check out the Cowbell. You want to check out Cunningham's. They've got it for you. In the Courtyard, let that be your destination tonight. Love to have you. Go check out Mike, go check out Yusuf and the gang. Great food going on their Traeger grills outside in the Courtyard. Hey, we want to appreciate every email we got today. If you're out there and you haven't got a chance to see the end of the soccer game, you're going to get a chance to see it. It's going to be in highlights all day long. Shoot us an email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug's back in the studio tomorrow. We want to thank Jeff Ashby, Gildner head football coach and one of the coaches at the Nebraska-Kansas All-Star Clash going on this Saturday night at Doane College. Hey, Michael, appreciate the email. I was wondering about which thoughts our Husker teams have a better outlook on being in the Big Ten and which are hurt by the move. We'll get to that tomorrow. Along with Zach Stirrup, we will effort Zach again. Understand he's working hard, not just working out. He's actually helping a farmer today, and we will get back to you with more on him. The 12th Husker recruit right from our own backyard in Hastings, the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawk, all 6'8", 270 pounds of him. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 7 Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550, our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.